sandwich is all wet.
Yeah, they're all wet, but... Oh, God. The dog went on the picnic basket.
Hey everybody, welcome again to another fantastic episode to the road to C2E2. It's the old man broadcasting live from the old man cave. And today is all about cosplay. And we can't have an episode about cosplay at C2E2 without our cosplay buddies. So in the studio with me today, we've got Mr. Eric the Terrible Marable.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I wish like someone would turn the freaking heater on in this studio, but that's cool. I'll be all right. I got plenty of costume jackets I can wear.
Well, there you go.
I thought your nipples were sticking out a little far there. I was worried for you.
Somebody's got to cut the glass.
And if you couldn't tell by the giggle, we have Brooke, the Brookmeister's with us. Brooke Daughtry, right?
Yeah.
Well, don't say, if I said it wrong.
I'm from Kentucky. I say Darty. I say it like it's Darty? D-A-R-D-Y.
Man,
yeah,
I just never would have got... I butchered your name last time, too.
Because I'm real country.
You're a little bit country, and Eric's right. A little bit rock and roll.
Right.
So we've got that going for us. How cold is it out west, dude?
Can I complain a little bit?
Bitch, gripe. It's fine. By all means.
This is the place to do it, man.
Absolutely.
All right. Everyone's going to fucking, if David Isaac's listening, he's going to be like, oh, that motherfucker. It's not fucking cold.
Wouldn't he say that anyway?
Yeah, because I complain all the time when it's fucking like 50. But I got out to work, it was like 33.
Holy shit, that's cold.
And when we rolled into work, because I'm like freaking 45 miles away where my work is, it was 26.
That's cold out west, dude. I'm telling you right now, that is cold.
It's raining right now, so I think it's in the high 40s.
Oh.
But it's fucking, it's raining. I'll be making a fire tonight because I'm...
Oh, fun. That's cool. Brookmeister, what's temperature by you?
51 degrees.
Yeah. I suck. It's 79.
Nice.
And humid?
No humidity. Humidity will show up in June. So we got no humidity. It's gorgeous. A friend of mine, and so Lynn, I took Lynn, and we met a friend of mine out at the cigar bar, the Hall of Awesome. And then, by the way, if anybody wants to come visit the old man, we will spend at least one night at the Hall of Awesome because it is awesome. But you can actually sit outside the bar too, which is it was just gorgeous. It was beautiful. We were out. We started smoking at 6. We finished at like 11 on a school night. I looked at my watch and went, holy shit, I got to go to bed. It's way past my bedtime. I got work to do today. So, it's just gorgeous. The only thing that sucks is it's so gorgeous that every old person on the face of the planet's here too. So, that ain't no fun. Just so you know. At any rate, welcome back to the road to C2E2. We're actually going to be talking about cosplay today and C2E2, and I'm really glad to have our friends here, and that's awesome. Listen, if you have any questions about C2E2 and what we're trying to accomplish, or you have any comments or suggestions or other cool shit you want to talk about, you can always reach us at the Leftover Army email. That's leftoverarmy@gmail.com. And if you write us and put C2E2 at the top, we'll make sure that... take your question and answer it on the air. Or if you just want to call me names or pick on me like certain other people do, by all means, you can go ahead and write me there and we'll take care of it. Before we get into all this really great cosplay talk, I just got a couple of reminders to the group. Feel free to chime in, Eric and Brooke. The first thing I want to remind everybody, and it's pinned to the top of the page, is we do have an Excel spreadsheet. I know. Everybody fucking hates Excel spreadsheets, right? So what the hell? I've got to do my work at work, and now you're asking me to do more work. No, really what's there for is want to try to make sure that we have a document so that people can get a hold of each other. so that people can plan shit like, oh, you're staying at my hotel and you're coming in at the same time. Gee, maybe we might want a carpool and save some money. I remember, I think, Eric, you were at our hotel last year, right?
Yeah, I was in your hotel. I think we ran into each other a couple times.
Yeah, and I made way for you guys to get to the club, ooh, and have free breakfast. But because of that, Eric and I, we carpooled everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm. Saved some money. Nice.
Yeah. So it's really nice. So, you know, I know I'm a pain in the ass, and I totally get it. It's a pain in the ass. But if you take literally a minute and just kind of say, I'm coming in this time, I'm leaving this time, I'm staying here, and I'm going to go to these events. I would love to assume that everybody's going to go to everything, and that would be great, but I don't want to make those assumptions, especially for Saturday, because, you know, there's probably going to be some food involved. So that's right. Fill it out. Gosh darn it. And we'll be good to go there. Yeah, I know. It's a pain in the ass. By the way, as far as hotels are concerned, you're over at McCormick Hyatt, right?
Yeah, I am.
And well, Burkmeister, right, where are you at?
We're at the Marriott across the street, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brilliant, smart ideas. So before I make my comment, Eric, did you have a comment?
No, I was probably my son.
Gotcha. All right, no problem. By the way, are you destroying any volleyballs lately?
I have not had the need to. I've found a couple in my backyard that have been back there for a while, but nobody came to claim them. I can't figure out why.
Huh. I don't know. That blows my mind. One of the things that I noticed, like, so Hyatt McCormick sold out right away, right? I got a double occupancy, double bedroom a week ago. Because all of a sudden I was just checking back. And it opened up, and that was just really weird because I was going to use points for one night, although it's a F ton of points for that Hyatt. It's like 15,000 points. I got enough for one night. I don't have enough for two. So at any rate, my point is that if you want to get a hotel that's close to the McCormick place, then and you think it's all sold out, a lot of people booked because you could book without paying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people booked, and then there's a bunch of people that are like pulling this. I guess I can't go now, and they're backing out. So rooms are opening up now. So if you don't think that you can get into a room, just kind of watch it, and then you'll probably be able to get into something close to where everybody else is at. That was our luck at any rate. So I feel pretty stoked about that. Because I thought, I'm fucked up. I'm a shit out of luck. I didn't sign up right away. No, you can just keep watching it. I expect more rooms to open up as we get closer to the event. And that's just my opinion. Let's see the second thing. Treasure hunt. Have you guys gone to update the treasure hunt?
I haven't yet because I haven't figured out anything specific that I'm going to be looking for that I don't have yet.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Brooke, how about you?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out things the only thing right now that I can think of that would go on there that I want is a flocked Grumpy Bear Funko Pop. I know people hate Funko Pops, but it's the Grumpy Bear and he's flocked. And I didn't get a chance to go try to get him because he was from like Toys R Us or somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah.
And I am not a Funko Pop hater. I have my own little Funko Pop collection. Mm-hmm. And I actually was thinking of I saw some Funko Pops the other day and I thought of you, Mr. Marable. So that's really awesome. they may be on their way. Maybe not. At any rate, hey, Beach. I'll be honest and say it was the best system I could think of at the time for sharing things. It's really just an online PowerPoint. All you got to do is open it up, type in your name, what you're looking for, and God forbid, you actually put a picture of it on there. And if those people that have mobile devices, what you can do is, you know, open it up on your mobile device and there it is. If anybody out in the Army has a better solution, well, let me know. Because I don't think that, you know, an Amazon list is going to be able to provide us what we're all looking for, because not everything's sold on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So if there's any other solution, please let me know. That would be awesome.
Excuse me. That's a good idea, especially with the spreadsheet as far as who's going, our phone numbers and things like that. If there's something that somebody's looking for, make sure, you know, what I did last year is I pre-programmed my phone with everybody's phone numbers.
Yep.
And if they find something, they can let that person know right then, hey, do you want me to pick this up for you and meet you? Or do you want to come here and pick it up or something like that? That way, because some of the stuff that I want, I'm not going to put on the list because more than likely it's going to be found. Like I've got Superman Red Sun I'm going to get.
Right.
And I don't want to put that on there and have like five people grab it and say, I've got something for you, and go meet them and be like, oh, I don't have $50 to buy, you know, 10 copies of this trade paperback.
Right. But
yeah, that's a good idea to make sure they update that sheet too. So you know what you want and you have access to everybody's number if you feel comfortable giving your phone number out.
Right. Absolutely. And that's the whole thing is, you know, we were trying really hard to make sure that everybody has a really great time and connects. And we discovered a lot of things. And, you know, in my line of work, sharing of best practices is a really important thing to do. It's how everybody gets better. So, that, you know, we're probably going to learn a whole hell of a lot this year, too. And then we'll apply it the next year, which is awesome. So the great thing about Google Docs, you know, like they get the spreadsheets of Google Doc and the treasure hunts of Google Doc, is that anybody can open them up. And then when you close it, it just updates. So whatever updates you make, it's updated on a shared cloud file and you're not going to be able to delete it because it's mine, you fuckers. You're deleting it. You can update it and all the other good stuff. So, get out there and update the spreadsheet and the treasure hunt. I think it's a good idea. Again, if anybody has any other thoughts around that, let us know. T-shirts. I got my t-shirt. Did you guys get your t-shirts yet?
Ours are in the mail.
Yours are in the mail,
Eric? Yes.
Yeah, we ordered it. It's not. It hasn't printed yet, so it's in the next batch, I think.
Yeah, yeah. They're really good. I spent an extra dollar and got a premium t-shirt. Just so everybody knows.
I think Cindy was getting the tank top. She was kind of excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
But she would probably wear it over something or wear a sweater over it. Anyway, that doesn't matter.
No, I think
she was sort of excited about that, so she could have different layering options. But she ordered both of ours together just so they come in one pack so we knew we'd get them at the same time.
Right.
But we haven't gotten them yet because we ordered them last week, I guess, maybe Friday.
Yeah, it took about a week to get out. Cool. Yeah, so at any rate, they're really nice shirts, and I will say the premium shirt is, it's really nice quality Hanes thing. It's an athletic cut, so thank God I haven't gained all the weight back that I lost so I can wear an athletic cut. I'm coming for you, Brian. We're gonna practice our jiu-jitsu. At any rate, if you haven't ordered your shirt, please do so. And one of the things that I do want to make sure that I stress around that is, first off, we know a lot of people are listening to the show. If you're not going to go to C2E2 for whatever reason, and we'll miss you, and that's great, you can still participate by buying a t-shirt. A couple dollars from every t-shirt that's sold is going right back into the Leftover Army Fund, and that's going to pay for the Leftover Army podcast. And that's a really great thing. So instead of, hey, everybody, I need $10, or can you donate $5 to $10 to keep the Leftover Army podcast going for a year, you can buy a t-shirt and support the Army that way. Any leftover funds would be used for any other, holy crap, how many times a year do people, I need money because of this, or this shitty thing happened to me, can you help out? So if this isn't going to line anybody's pockets, this is really to be part of the Army Fund. So to me, I think that makes sense. It's a reasonably priced shirt. I was pretty stoked about it. So order your shirts. It's a great thing to do. And like I said, if you want to order multiple, by all means do. I love that Cindy's getting a tank top. Benjamin Thomas, who got a hoodie. So we got hoodies too. Maybe get you a hoodie, Eric.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't usually
you're so
wear
fucking cold.
Hoodies that I try them on. Maybe if it was a jacket, I would buy a jacket without trying it on first. So if it's that cold, I'll get a jacket.
Oh,
that's a great idea.
We could get it somewhere that they do embroidery and have like members only jackets.
Embroidery places. The opportunity is that, you know, if you don't get a huge enough order in embroidery, you end up spending $30 a shirt, and then people get pissed at that. Like, I don't want to spend $30.
Maybe we get the logo in like the corner, like the pink ladies on Grease.
I wonder how much it would cost to get patches. Because that would be embroidered, and then we could put it on whatever. Anyway, sorry. We're just thinking out loud.
Well, no, I got the logo. You guys got great ideas. We'll go ahead and do that. I actually went to Dan West, and he told me no. You know how the Leftover Army podcast is? I don't know who drew that. Somebody's kid.
Someone's kid, yeah.
Yeah. If you weren't a member of the Leftover Army and had no idea what that was about, and you looked at the show logo, you'd be like, what the fuck is that? And you'd just totally skip over it. Well, that's funny, and Dan said he would never change it. I was actually thinking that we could change the logo to the Leftover Army logo and take one of those Jawas and make a DJ out of them, which I could do, which I thought was a nifty idea, but... there's a strong history with the stick figures. So we're going to stick for this with the stick figures for tradition and the promise that Mr. West made for some time. But yeah, not a bad idea. I do like your idea of patches, by the way.
Cool. Yeah, I have a jacket that I'm putting patches on. And, you know, if we took the C2E2 off and changed it to something else, like we were talking about before this, because...
Yep.
Podcast magic. Sometimes people talk before a podcast.
Sometimes.
even though it doesn't sound like it whenever I do them.
Whatever. Okay, so at any rate, order your t-shirts, damn it. Get your t-shirts. That's a good thing. Last thing I want to talk about. Oh, actually, there's two things that I want to talk about. One is the onesie party on Saturday night. So we've got some pushback from people, namely my son, who is, I'm not going to wear a onesie. Fine. I know you have pajamas. So, the you know, be comfy. Wear some pajamas. Go get a Batman fucking smoking jacket. I don't give a shit. We really want to encourage people to participate and have a good time. By the way, I'm not going to force anybody to do something that they're uncomfortable with. So that's, you know, hey, I'm really uncomfortable. I don't want to do that. I really don't. Then just show up and have a good time. But if you're not into onesies, but you've got some badass bitchin' pajamas, wear your pajamas. That'd be great. So long as it's tasteful, right? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, some of us, you know, just wearing a pair of boxer shorts and a wife beater top, probably not going to be a good idea. That's kind of what I would be talking about.
Yeah, I wasn't going to originally buy a onesie myself. I was really trying to do a mental focus to get all my body hair to grow out and just wear a bandolier.
But that'd be cool.
It doesn't look like it's going to work out, so I'm probably just going to have to buy a onesie. I can't do the Chewbacca roar either, so maybe it's for the best.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, you know where I found some really cheap onesies? Well, the ones I got, I got at JCPenney. They were on sale, but Walmart has some really cheap onesies. That being said, you get what you pay for. Okay, so. And they had like a Punisher onesie, and it looked like the Punisher T-shirt. And his jeans, which was kind of cool. And they had a Dracula onesie and a Frankenstein onesie. And I mean, they had decent reviews. I don't know. There's a reason why I got the onesie that I got instead of, so Lynn and I can match because I'm goofy like that. But yeah, if you want to get some cheap onesies right now, JCPenney has them pretty cheap, and so does Walmart. Two nice places to get onesies. All righty. Last thing I want to say is... somebody in the Army actually mentioned the ability to help people acquire a smartphone. So if you do not have a smartphone and you're going to C2E2, I'd like you to email me at leftoverarmy@gmail.com and say, hey, I don't have a smartphone and I'm going to C2E2. And one of the Army members, Rebecca told me about it. I have to go and research it. Actually, I could probably look it up right now. They have an ability to acquire smartphones. So guys like Jacob Harmon, who's still using a flip phone, can go ahead and get one. I think that's a really cool deal. I just got to look that up. That was... the queen of the Left Army told me about that. She can't be there. La 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 la. David Ferguson. So he's the one that's going to help us with that. But I need you to send either send me an email, leftoverarmy@gmail.com, or you can personally send me a text on Facebook, if you're Facebook friends with me, and say, hey, I might need some help, and then we'll hook you up with Mr. Ferguson and see what we can do to help you get that out. No one should be at C2E2 with a flip phone.
Also, I meant to say this when you were talking about hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. We still have one slot for sure open in our group of two rooms, if anybody would like to stay with us. Right now we have like a girl's room and a boy's room, because that's just sort of how it turned out. We have one for sure open, maybe two, and some people have shown interest, but you know, if you can come and you can be there, that's great. Because I know with other people leaving, you might have been going to room with somebody and then you can't. That kind of thing might have happened. But yeah.
Or you piss your dad off and you get kicked out of your room.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that may happen too, but.
That could happen. But I need the money.
Yeah, no, I get it. Well, trust me, you'd get some money. You'd have to go to him to get it.
Yeah.
But, you know. I'm kidding. That's probably
he's going to sell your
Austin's a good kid, and that's not going to happen. I may get kicked out, but we'll see. Anything else from you, Eric? And little reminders?
Little reminders. Just for the convention, make sure if you've created your account to get your tickets and everything from C2E2, make sure you register your account. That way when you get there, all the little extras that are available at the convention, you can scan your ID like that. Little booth thing we went to.
Yeah,
you just scan your ID and you're automatically in to win like a little random free prize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Harmon won a hat.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. a cool hat too.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. All right, so that's good stuff. Yeah, mine's in the mail, so I haven't got mine yet. Yeah.
Oh, no,
so.
Not yet.
Awesome. All right, everybody, that's reminders. That's all the boring shit. Let's get into some cool cosplay stuff. Cosplay Day is Saturday. We're encouraging, although not, you know, enforcing people to show off their fandom and show up in cosplay. That was the first con I ever went to where I cosplayed last year and I had a shit ton of fun. And this year I think mm-hmm. it's going to be even more fun. But what we wanted to do was just kind of talk about, you know, cosplay, get your guys' perspective on some things when it comes to cosplay so that people can begin thinking about it. And I kind of have a list here of things that we want to talk about. And the first thing I wanted to bring up is, you know, what are some of the do's and don'ts on cosplay? I mean, what are some things you want to make sure you do? And what are some things you want to make sure that you don't do? And so I'll start with you, Brooke. Giggles, what do you want to do and what don't you want to do?
For me, a do is dress up as whoever you want to, because it's about having fun and don't worry about what other people are going to say. That being said, a don't is if I were going to be, I don't know, Shuri from Black Panther, I'm not going to paint my face brown. That's a don't. But really, you know.
I can't imagine why you wouldn't. Okay, continue.
Anyway, you know, because that's something that could be not so good. I don't know. Like, for me, just have fun with it is a good do. Another don't is if you see other people in cosplay, ask them before you take their picture. And, you know, if someone asks you for your picture, if you're not comfortable with it, you can say no. That's totally fine. And don't, like, just touch people without asking them. Those are my kind of big things.
Cosplay is not consent, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Cool. Eric, how about you? Some do's and don'ts from you.
For dudes, I would say definitely make sure you wear something comfortable, because the air conditioning may or may not be good in all the different spots. So make sure you also have deodorant or body. Let's say deodorant and body spray to make sure you cover up or mask whatever is eventually going to happen, because you're going to sweat a lot. Whether you're in a costume or not, it's just the many people around. Make sure you wear something that you're not bumping into other people, because it's going to be crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely do that. What you don't want to do is, Brooke nailed a lot of all of that. a lot of people are probably going to ask for pictures. So be ready to, I'd say be ready to take a picture with them and not just kind of shrug them off like everybody. Like a lot of people, there's some creepy people. Don't get me wrong. But it's the little kids really that are going to probably want to ask for pictures. And so be ready for that. Wow. I don't know what else really to add other than that. Just if you're going to have props, the little kids might be tempted to hold the prop in a picture. So you might want to be prepared for that. Or if something else like, well, if you're a certain character who has multiple props, maybe just bring something that you specifically would have another person hold if they want to hold it in a picture, like a little staff or something to that end. I tell you, nobody's touching my fucking prop this in pictures this year. Sorry.
Well, right. The leftover. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think that makes a heck of a lot of sense. And one of the things around props too that we learned, or at least I learned last year, that was my first time cosplaying, is, you know, I had a gun. It wasn't a real gun, right? But you have to get those inspected and checked. So if you're going to be a character that has weaponry, you need to be prepared to get those checked out. And then also be prepared that they will put some kind of tag on it to let everybody know that it's been inspected and checked. Last year was like a, was it yellow or was it orange? It was like a little thing put on everything, which can aesthetically ruin the appearance of your weapon, right? So just be prepared for that, that you're going to have to get it checked and that they're going to have to tag it in some way, shape, or form so that everybody knows that it's not dangerous and that you're going to have to live with that. I was okay with it, right? But some people won't be. And if you're not going to be okay with it, then don't bring a weapon. That's just my thing. So
Check the weapon rules there too, because the website will have rules of things you can and can't bring. And I'm not one who would really encourage someone to bring a realistic looking weapon because it's not necessarily a good idea.
No, it's not a good idea. Although there are people who try, right?
Yeah.
And they're out hanging in the lobby. They're doing a lobby con, right? Oh, and by the way, that's where you're going to see a lot of really great cosplayers, because a lot of the guys that show up as the freaking Hulkbuster, they're going to be able to get into the con, but they're not going to be able to move. So they all hang outside and show off their badass costume, and you get pictures with them. And then, yeah, so that's one thing. And I would just tag on to Brooks's don't. I think you just need to be tasteful around what you're doing. And and I would also say that one of the things that I learned last year is that creativity around what you want to do is really, really cool and really respected too. So if you're a women can do this really, really well and say, I'm a woman and I'm a fan of Captain America. I want to be Captain America, even though he's a he and I'm a she. Then be the best female Captain America you can be. It would be a little mashup of that. Mashup of characters are great. Gender bending, if that's what it's called, or
crossplay is what some of us call it.
Crossplay, that's awesome. That's really cool. We saw a lot of like last year. Negan was big. I mean, Negan was fucking everywhere. But we saw a Negan slash Joker mashup, and that was really cool. The guy's costume was really cool. So if you're, you know, nothing said, you're not held in stone by anybody's guidelines. I mean, no one's going to look at your costume and go, that's not correct, you fucked up. I mean, no one's going to say that. So have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, just go be creative and have fun. And I would encourage creativity around what you want to do, because I think that generally speaking, if you want people to appreciate the effort you put into things, the more creative you are around it, the more I think people are going to appreciate it. That's just my experience. And I don't know if you guys would agree or disagree, but that's kind of where I would come from on that. And both Eric and Brooke have nothing to say about that. So
I said yes.
Yeah, you're right. I said
I am not always right. Just ask my wife.
Hey, we didn't go that far.
Didn't have to. That's totally cool. Let's talk about, you know, go ahead, Brooke.
Sorry. Yeah, you know, if I agree with what you say, and sometimes you might hear somebody say something that's not very nice, but those people always tend to be sound like they're miserable anyway if you follow them around for long enough. Right. Because I was talking to a girl one day about her cosplay, and she was talking about how she only does screen accurate stuff because it was some character where she could buy everything from off the rack, like not even like someone who makes costumes. And every time I ever heard her talk about anything, she just complained and sounded miserable. So don't worry about it if it's not exactly like it's supposed to be, and have fun with it. And people will have fun with you if you have fun with it.
There you go.
Just sort of being on top of what you were saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nice transition, because one of the things that I wanted to talk a little bit about is, okay, so I really don't even know where to start when it comes to cosplay. Mm-hmm. And I had, you know, what's the differences between making your costume and buying your costume? But let's say I don't have any ideas. Where do I start? What should I do? I'm lost. What do? I have no idea what I should be.
Okay. I would put a lot of things into categories as far as mm-hmm. if you want a costume that is not a costume, or if you feel comfortable wearing something that's almost not a costume, maybe there's a couple accessories or something that'll make it look like a costume. For instance, let's say the first thing that's not a costume would be like Jay and Silent Bob, where they're mm-hmm. normal clothing. You feel comfortable doing something like that. You don't feel comfortable in a costume. Whereas, like the next level of getting something that's kind of a costume, but not really, like the Karate Kid, where you're mm-hmm. in something that's not like normal clothing. And if you feel comfortable in that, then go for that. Or something that's like a lot more of a costume, like Stinking Dog.
Mm-hmm. Like a Stinking Dog?
No, not like a Stinking Dog. Let's say like Doctor Who. Anything else? Sorry, my wife. Oh, that's mine.
I could sort of go on with that. The Doctor Who, some of the companions are clothes that you can buy off the rack, and some of the doctors are things that you can pull together, like out of your closet or whatever. And a bow tie and a long sleeve button down shirt and a tweed jacket, people are going to know you're the 11th Doctor. That kind of thing. Is that sort of where you're? I don't know if that's where you're going.
No, that's fine. That's totally cool. So you mean say off the rack, where do I go to Nordstrom rack? I mean, what rack?
Yeah. It would depend on where things are bought. Like Doctor Who, because I am the queen of Doctor Who, especially Doctor Who cosplay. I mean, I think in the army, not one of my friends is more of the queen of Doctor Who cosplay in general. They buy a lot of the women's clothes from like All Saints and River Island and all of these like English places. And I have a lot of pieces that are from there that I wear to work or whatever every day because I just like some of the clothes. There are websites out there that tell you where different clothes come from. If anybody wants something from a TV show or a movie or something that is regular clothing, shoot me a message. Like if we're friends or something, or just shoot me one anywhere on Facebook or like through Cosbuddies or something, because that's something that I really like to do, is to find alternatives if it's something you don't want to spend $400 on a sweater, because that's what they do. You know, they'll have someone who's supposed to be super poor in a TV show wearing a $400 sweater. And there's usually a lot of good alternatives for things out there. And, that's something I just love to do, is scour the internet for that kind of thing. Low budget cosplay. So yeah, totally hit me up for that. For me, something for that, for things that are sort of off the rack that I can't find because we don't have an All Saints, you know, or because I don't want to spend so much, I just walk around through the JCPenney or whatever, or peruse their website and kind of see what they have that would be similar. You think of a lot of different words to Google it, a lot of descriptive words to Google whatever you're looking for, to kind of find that sort of, you know, style you're needing. Of course, it's harder when it's more of costumes for different things. You know, if you want to be a captain from Star Trek, you've got to have the actual costume. But there's usually stuff that you could probably come up with that would give you the idea of it. like I there's a meme of this lady wearing a dress that's like a black dress with like a red across the top of the shoulders. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of looks like one of their like Next Generation uniforms. It's so perfect. But it wasn't. It was just a regular dress. She had on a Christmas tree pin right where you would have the communicator. It was the greatest thing ever. I'll see if I can find it.
Oh, that's awesome.
But sometimes you can just look out and find stuff like that, and then people will know who you are. Like, you know, I had a dress that was similar to one that River Song wore one time, and somebody stopped me and was like, "Oh my gosh, I need my picture taken with you," and which I was not expecting that. And she was dressed as Michonne, and she was really cool, and her outfit was really cool. It was just stuff she pulled out of her closet, like, you know, like her tank top and like a bunch of belts and all kinds of things. And it was great. Anyway.
That's really cool. Yeah. But, you know, my experience was, and we'll get to this in a minute, but I would go to Google and I would type in the character that I want to be. And I would like, so like last year I was Nick Fury and I was like, mm-hmm. Nick Fury cosplay. And I would go to the images and I'd get ideas. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Or that's cool. Or I don't like that. Or what the hell are they thinking? And so that was a really nice starting place for me. And most of what I put together for my costume last year, you know, were things that I didn't have to buy. I already had a athletic shirt that had the Shield logo on it, so that was cool. And I needed an eye patch, and I think the most expensive thing that I got was the needle gun. So I went out, bought a, and my friend James talked me into getting a really nice one with a case, and then I brought it with me so Stan could sign it. And that bastard wasn't available to sign it. Mm. Finally got it signed, so that was really cool. So stoked. Although he used a black marker, I'm really pissed off. Dude, you're signing against a black background. Use a silver marker. But he's 95 years old. I'm going to give him a pass. At any rate, so I mean, that was my thing. One of the things I did find out, though, when we were looking for couples and I was thinking about what we could do, what I couldn't do, is, I mean, there's a lot of online, you know, ready to buy costumes. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of that? You know, I'm like Cosplay Sky, and I can't remember, you know, some of the other ones. But there's some pretty big cosplay sites where you can go ahead and buy ready to wear costumes. What do you guys think of that?
Some of those are really nice. We bought. Yeah. You have to really check the sizes on those things too, because mm-hmm. I bought a Star Trek: The Next Generation, the original series Scort for my wife. For Halloween one year, and it was too small, but the quality of it was really good, mm-hmm. and the feedback on it was really good. Like, a lot of people love the quality, but they argued with the size, so make sure you check the size. And we ended up getting another one. It was a different color, and it fit, so I sent the original one we got that didn't fit. I think it's sitting at somebody's house now. But at Brooke's house. It was in the box, right?
Yeah, it was. And it doesn't fit me either.
Son of a bum.
I know. A lot of those are really, really good. Like, you'll have a lot better luck with some of those. And they're not really, I mean, I'll say they're maybe twice as much as those ones you could buy at Spirit that have the big puffy muscles and stuff in them.
Yeah, but right?
They're way better. They're really nice.
Yeah.
So, some of those places you can get like deluxe costumes that aren't too bad. Because I know like at Spirit Halloween, they had some really nice Sanderson Sisters costumes from Hocus Pocus that were like $50. Like for $50, they were really nice, you know. So some of those places you can find good ones, and sometimes you can't. But definitely like the ones that are just specifically say that they're Cosplay Sky and those kind of places, they do have pretty good stuff. But yeah, you definitely do need to watch the sizes on a lot of things.
Yeah. When Lynn was Mockingbird last year, and it was one of those. So my story last year is, okay, got to talk the wife into cosplaying. Okay. She said yes. Okay, great. All right. So let's see, superheroes with blonde hair. Right, because my wife has blonde hair. So I looked that up. I'm like, hey, how about Captain Marvel? No, I don't think I like that. So it was one of those things, and then finding couples from there. And so we did go through, I don't think we went through Cosplay Sky, although Cosplay Sky is one of the better ones as far as a rep is concerned. Mm-hmm. But I remember they wanted like 18 different measurements. And so that thing was custom made and it was not cheap. So that was not cheap. I spent well over $100 on it. So, but when it came in, I mean, it fitted perfectly, which is really cool. So that's something to keep in mind. The other thing that I would say is you got to really watch like what their delivery times are. Cause a lot of those places are in China. Mm-hmm. And so we are running really close. Like if you're thinking about, it's March 1st, right? So we've got 30 days, essentially 30, 36 days. You're cutting it real close to get something internationally shipped in time for C2E2. So if you're thinking about having a international organization make your costume, custom make that costume for you, it won't take long for them to make it. It will take at least a week, probably 2 weeks for them to ship it. So that's just something that you really got to be careful with. And the other thing that I've noticed, and I'll let you guys chime in on this too, is like if you go to eBay or Amazon, they've got cosplay sellers that they've partnered with as well. Mm-hmm. And you got to really check on eBay. I mean, there's a lot of really great cosplay stuff on eBay, but you've got to check, you know, when is that delivery date, right? So if they're from China and they're saying it could show up between, you know, March 20th and April 17th, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be April 17th when that damn thing shows
Sometimes.
Up.
Sometimes. Most of the time. Well, I've had a couple times where they've come
on the side
it's definitely better too.
Murphy's Law. By the way, you guys know what Murphy's Axiom is?
No.
Murphy's what?
Well, there's Murphy's Law, right? You know, whatever can go wrong will go wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Murphy's the axiom to the law, which is a subset of the law, is don't worry, it will get worse. It's true. Don't worry, it's going to get worse. What do you guys have thoughts on eBay and Amazon?
The outfit I wore last year came from eBay. It's a place called Victorian Choice. Uh-huh. So if anybody wants any kind of like period costumes, they're pretty good. And they're, you know, $100 to $150, $200 range or whatever, depending on what size of like a dress or whatever you get. And they even have like men's jackets and things. But...
I'm going to pause right here. If you spend $200 on your cosplay and don't buy a t-shirt, I'm going to punch you in the face. Okay, continue.
That's understandable. But they also have auctions. Well, they'll put 10 things up a day that they auction off, and you can get stuff really cheap. Like the dress I got is regularly $90, and I got it for $30 with shipping and everything. So... that's really all I wanted to do because I wanted to like mess it up some, you know, cause I was going to sort of cut it up and things, which I never did that to it, but they ship pretty soon, but they have a lot of really amazing looking things. And a friend of mine is the one who told me to go on there and they're just about any kind of like period. There's some sort of dress for it. And like I said, there are a couple things for guys, and now they have hats and stuff too, so it's pretty cool. I haven't been on there in a while because I'm always tempted to buy some of those dresses that I don't need for any reason and I'll never wear, but they seem to fit fairly true to size because I got an extra large, and in sort of like girl women's fit, I usually wear like an extra large and stuff, so yeah, it fit pretty true to size, so that was a good thing. And here's a little bit that same friend who turned me onto this place, and it's Victorian Choice 2009, I think is what it's called on eBay. But she buys lots and lots of wigs, and she gave me all of her wigs because they give her a headache. So if somebody's looking for a wig, send me a message because I might have one that could be used for something or cut up and used for something because I don't need 30 wigs.
Right.
But I have some, and I could, you know, send them to you dirt cheap.
Eric, how about you?
Is like, there's a lot of costumes out there. Like I said, those puffy muscle costumes, like they're basically like a Captain America costume with like padding in it to make you look buffed. But
they're like the ones for little kids, but for adults. Yes.
Yes, they have them, and they're really cheap. They look really cheesy, but at the same time, if you want to do something like that, I don't know if you're fans of The Big Bang Theory or not, but those guys wore those costumes in a couple episodes, and you can get a couple buddies of yours, and you guys can buy them and, you know, cosplay as The Big Bang Theory in those costumes.
That would be or fun.
When they all were The Flash, and then they stood in the line.
Yeah,
like this is what The Flash would look like if he was running. It was a big blur.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Or get like ridiculous characters if you want to do something like that. I went to a Halloween costume several years ago, and everybody had real. They're not cosplayers either. They were just regular but they just take Halloween really seriously, and everybody had great costumes. And one guy had a puffy costume, but it was He-Man, and it was. He had a wig and everything. He looked ridiculous. He knew he looked ridiculous, so he picked a character that could not be taken seriously. So if you don't feel comfortable and you just want to have fun, pick a ridiculous character, something like that, and you can get a really cheap costume like that and wear.
Yep, and someone we all know is going to do just that. Not me, but yeah. I'm saving it because it's pretty fucking epic. In my humble opinion, it's great.
Yeah. I don't know why Joe Stark's not dressed up as the friggin' Hawkman.
We should have an entire segment on costumes for Joe Stark. So yeah, Hawkman from Flash Gordon we were talking the other day. Joe Stark, right there.
Yeah.
Grizzly Adams, Joe Stark. That's a deep cut there. What?
I told him like a while ago he should go as shirtless bear fighter.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
They're all good ideas.
I think he could pull it off. That'd be great. And that's on a budget. What about Etsy? You guys ever buy anything from Etsy? I don't know if there's enough time to buy from Etsy.
Yeah, Etsy, it would probably you'd have to see what their, you know, times are and everything. But a lot of those, it would take a little longer. I've gotten leather belts because I don't want to have to cut out my own belts. Although I am for one of my costumes this year. it's not going to be like a real like thick belt, but these are ones that were thick belts that I got for my River Song cosplay, because she wears them with a couple different outfits. Like she's got this what we call the storm cage dress, which is what she wears when she's in prison. Spoilers, she's in prison. and she has these belts, and then she wears them with another outfit. And so I put the money in to have somebody make them for me on there. And it took a while just because they do it as they get it, and it's the one person. You know, it's not like a factory somewhere. That's all they do. So I would say it's a probably too late for Etsy. Like, you know, like it would be too late for me to do anything for anybody because now I'm doing all of my stuff and a super top secret thing. And yep. and then now I have to help Cindy with her costume for her play next week.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. So yeah, I look on Etsy all the time, and most of the stuff I find on there is wicked overpriced, which is why I think Eric should sell his shit there, because he'd make a lot of money. I'm just saying.
He would make a lot, but the problem would be he wouldn't sell it for as much as other people did, and then he would have such a high demand, he wouldn't be able to keep up with it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why people charge so much on Etsy, because they really just don't have, they don't want to be bothered with it. It's like, I saw, oh my gosh, I saw, you know, it was like a Green Arrow costume. He won like $900. I'm like, are you kidding me? You can't know.
What?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So that's cool. Let's say you're on a super budget. You bought your t-shirt. You only got 10 bucks left now. So, you know, any thoughts or ideas or tips if I really don't want to spend a lot of money on my cosplay? I mean, I love your puffy costume at Spirit idea, which I would, I don't think I'd ever wear one, but it's a great idea. But any other ideas on cosplay and a budget?
I had a bunch of like examples of cosplay, and some of those would be very affordable on a budget if you want me to list them off.
Yeah, list them off. Go for it.
Okay. Like pop culture related, I don't know how many people have a cowboy hat, but you could go as Wheeler Walker Jr. You know, that's really easy to do. And if you don't know who he is, get on YouTube and Google Wheeler Walker Jr. and listen to just, you know, a couple of his songs. It's Jay and Silent Bob. They're both in regular clothes. Maybe if you want to cosplay, you can add a little flair to it. Like, since Kevin Smith recently did have a heart attack and he is doing well, so it is a bonus that he's doing well, put a hospital gown on, put a cap on backwards and go as Kevin Smith in the hospital. That's a real affordable costume. Another one would be like, we've all seen it at conventions, somebody dressed in like slacks, a white shirt, their shirt's open, and he's got a Superman t-shirt on underneath. That's fucking lame. It's lame now because if you're going to do that, you need to get on your printer, print out a really shitty mouth, and put that over your mouth. So you're Superman, but you've got a Photoshopped freaking mouth.
Photoshop that mustache out.
Yeah, or buy one of those mustaches and put over. Yes.
How many Supermen are we going to see with mustaches, by the way?
I was going to say it would be hilarious to print out the mouth and then put the mustache underneath it, but just so that you could sort of see it flapping and then see the mustache underneath it.
That would be great.
We should have a scavenger hunt. Not only, I think we got the treasure hunt, but we should really have a scavenger hunt, a photo scavenger hunt, and Superman mustache be on there.
Can I make a C2E2 bingo board or something?
Yes. Yes.
Would it need to be bingo or would it be a scavenger?
Or scavenger, hunt? Whatever.
I scavenger. I love it. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. We're adding that to the field manual. I just came up with that. God, you know, being so arrested. You know, the photo of you being arrested.
I just figure if it's in like a bingo board style, it'll be easy to mark things off. Is that cool if I did it in a grid?
Yeah, I remember when I was in college, we had to do photo scavenger hunts. So we'd go around and we had to get the pictures and you just post it to the photo scavenger hunt thing.
Nice.
Oh, we had that at Wizard World here where they gave you a scavenger hunt and you had to take pictures and present it and then you got a prize.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
Oh, that's an awesome idea. All right, there you go. Addition. Yep.
Okay.
C2E2 photo scavenger hunt. All right, continue with your. I love the. my personal favorite is Silent Bob heart attack is awesome, but you would need to have donuts too.
You would have to have donuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have to have a backwards. You'd have to have your hat on backwards too.
That's right. God, that's brilliant. Okay.
Another one would be, and everybody does it, would be Tony Stark. So basically. Yes. Get like a Black Sabbath shirt like he's got. Maybe put some lights under it for your chest so it looks like you got an arc reactor. Or just dress up in a suit with really stylish glasses and shave your beard stylistically like he does. It's a real cheap costume.
Yeah, my friend Kelly did that when we were in New Orleans at a con. And she was kind of mad because nobody said anything to her. I love her. She's great. But it's like, you see the amazing cosplay around you. People probably recognize that you're Tony Stark with your suit and your Black Sabbath t-shirt and your aviator sunglasses. But you're a lady and didn't want to draw a goatee on. And over here we have the Ronald McDonald Thor, who I'd only seen in pictures and then I met him in real life. He was pretty amazing.
That's awesome. All right, continue, Eric. Okay. These are awesome.
These two go pretty much hand in hand. If you have a suit, you can be a member of S.H.I.E.L.D. You can print up a little S.H.I.E.L.D. badge, and either if you can't laminate it, you can just print one up and tape over it to make it look laminated.
Heck, if you got $5 left over, you can buy one from one of the booths.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you probably can. If you go to the S.H.I.E.L.D. website, when S.H.I.E.L.D. first Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came out, you could create one through their website. I have one of mine.
You can use clear packing tape to make fake laminate if you want.
Yes.
For anybody out there.
Just as good.
Mm-hmm. I do that all the time.
You can do Men in Black, which is real simple, real easy. Just wear sunglasses. It works really good if there's two of you.
Yes.
Or I don't watch it, but I know it's not a costume, would be like Steven Universe.
Mm-hmm.
You just put the little star on whatever shirt he's got, you could look just like it. Or if you've got like a leather jacket, you could go as Danny Zuko from Grease.
Nice. If there are two of you in suits too, you could also be the Blues Brothers. If you can come up with fedoras.
That's you can get fedoras for like a buck or two at the Goodwill store. Yeah. I shit you not.
For real.
Yep.
Another one would be Finn from Adventure Time. Just throw a backpack on where you're closing. Sure. Yeah. And the hat is really cheap and really easy to sew and make. And if you can't do it, I swear to God, if you can't do it, someone can hit me up because they're fucking easy as hell to make.
I could probably make one of those for somebody really quick, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did it by hand sitting watching TV one night, and then I realized sewing fucking sucks. And then I learned how to use the sewing machine, and I blew two of them out in like 10 minutes, it seemed like. So that's a good one, too. Like the Superman one, where you have Superman's t-shirt underneath, you can get like a flannel t-shirt, or I'm sorry, a flannel shirt, some jeans or cargo pants, and wear a Greatest American Hero shirt underneath them.
I thought you were going for like the Bounty Towel guy for a second. Yes.
Or you can get a Tool Time shirt or a Tool Time logo that says Al, and you can be Al from Home Improvement.
Yes.
Rick and Morty from any of their freaking episodes. You can just look for Rick and Morty. One that I saw that just absolutely killed me is somebody dressed up one time as Don Johnson from Miami Vice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
Oh, it was fucking lit. It was so good. You could go as Michael Knight from Knight Rider. Or the last one I got is a lot of people do is Marty McFly. It's regular clothes. It's cheap. It's easy.
Yeah, because even if you don't have the puffer vest, like... But if you have a denim jacket and like a plaid shirt and some high tops, like it's totally,
Yeah, there's a couple things that they're, I had on here. I don't know who would really want to do it, but like the Golden Age Flash, if you got like a t-shirt, you could easily hand stitch, print, or buy a long sleeve Flash t-shirt. I'm sorry, long sleeve tee, and then some jeans even if you wanted, because I don't even really know what kind of pants he would even wear in the comics. Other than that, good luck with the helmet. I don't know what to tell you. That's not cheap. That's like $100.
And you're too busy to make one right now, so.
Yeah, I want to make one so bad, but I just haven't.
But if anybody's giving you enough money and or a reason to make one right now.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like freaking, it's the helmet is like $70 or $80.
Oh, really?
So,
wow. I've seen them on eBay. People sell them for a couple $100 made.
Oh, yeah. Well, are they made or is just
the helmet? Yeah, they're done. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you look, get on Amazon or get on eBay, you look for a Brody helmet or a Doughboy helmet, you can get them in good shape. You might be able to get like a plastic one. I sincerely doubt it, but the metal ones are easily like $50 maybe, but then they charge like $25 for shipping. So anybody can buy that, paint it chrome, add some wings to it. It's pretty simple, pretty easy to do, but that's not cheap, but it is easy to do. Joe Vitale, if you fucking don't do it and you try to spend money on anything as a costume, that's fucked up. Because you need to fucking go to C2E2 as Golden Age Flash.
There you go. I don't think he's going. I don't think Vitaly's going.
He fucking sucks. I know. He used to be my favorite Joe.
I know, but now Stark's going, so by default.
Stark is now. Oh, you know what would have been really good? I'd never even thought about it. Is if Joe Stark were to go in his mountain climbing gear and he's got to find Ben Grimm and climb him. That would be fucking awesome.
Any other ideas for you, Brooke Meister?
Since most of those were dude-ish related, maybe I can come up with some girl-related things. I don't know. Probably not, because... I don't know. If you have all white, like if you have like a puffer jacket and stuff and like white pants and things, you could be Princess Leia on Hoth with her like white outfit. you know, that kind of thing. But actually what I was thinking about, just talking about things that you have is there's like this meme about basic white girls dressing like Han Solo because they all wear like when they go out places, they wear like a pant, like just pants and boots and then like vests and stuff. And it's kind of amusing. But yeah, just look in your closet and see what kind of things you have, or, you know, raid your sibling's closet or your significant other's closet or whatever, and see if there's kind of stuff that you have. Cause I put together an outfit that was pretty good, I think, for a Doctor Who costume, like a very obscure Amy Pond Doctor Who costume, when I stole a Hawaiian shirt from my ex-husband when we were still married. And I would have kept it too when we got a divorce, but it had been his dad's, and his dad had died in the middle of that, so I decided to let him keep it. but, you know, anything could could spark some sort of idea. Like if you go to Goodwill and you see something, like if you went to Goodwill and you saw the $2, you know, fedoras or whatever, and then that you're like, yes, I'm going to be Blues Brothers. There are $2 fedoras here. I don't know, but if anybody has any suggestions,
I just came up with
a message, but other suggestions.
I just came up with an idea for the ladies. Go ahead, Eric.
I didn't even know why I didn't think of this. So you got Jessica Jones.
Yes, which that would be easy.
Real easy costume. Sookie from True Blood.
I don't watch that.
What's that?
I don't watch that.
My wife did that, and it's real easy. All you need is like black shorts, a white T-shirt, and you could buy the shirt. But if you can't, I know I can print the logo of shit. Where did she?
Oh, she's like she works at a restaurant or something, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where the freaking restaurant was. But yeah, I printed the logo on my wife's shirt, and she got a little apron.
Mm-hmm.
Oh fuck, there it is. I don't remember what the fucking restaurant is, but you can just do that. Other than that, maybe like Lois Lane.
Yeah.
From either the Superman movie, the original movie would be noticeable if you had, you know, a relative maybe that had clothing from back then. Would be fucking awesome. Or just like a name tag or something.
Something that I like to do, well, that I've done before, actually a couple times before, getting stuff at Goodwill, is that I've been members of the Golden Girls because they have lots of like 80s sort of things. But my mom also still has some of those things in her closet because she can't seem to get rid of clothes for some reason. I have no idea why. Like, all of her closets are full of her clothes. I don't know what my stepdad does with his. I guess he just has one outfit. I don't know. But, you know, cause that's super fun with like, shoulder pads and stuff. I feel like I'm drawing a blank cause you guys had good ideas about things. And then
I'm just looking around the man cave and I look up and I see my Carrie Funko Pop. Carrie's easy. Just
yes.
Red dress, fake blood, done, you know, easy done. Right. And then Bob's Burgers, you got Linda.
I was about to say that. I was going to go, wait a minute, Bob's Burgers is something that would be easy.
Oh, super easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're a female with dark hair, you know, all you need is the red glasses, you know, mm-hmm. and you're good to go. You know, yeah. And Linda. Bob, you need your apron and a mustache. That's it. On receding hairline and bald spot. I got the bald spot taken care of. We're good to go there. So that's good.
But yeah, Tina would be easy too. One of my friends was Tina one year. I saw three people that were dressed up as Tina and Louise and Jean one year. That was pretty great. And they were just wearing like their regular clothes. I was talking about the Hawaiian shirt that I borrowed. If you have a Hawaiian shirt, you could wear it just with like some khaki pants and stuff. And, paste on a mustache would be Magna P.I.
There you go. Easy peasy.
And also, Doc Brown wears one in the second movie, right? I think it's the second movie. And he wears, yes, because he's got like under the like crazy like raincoat, he's got like a crazy like shirt on.
Yeah.
But you know, for all our balding army members out there, I don't know.
Right. Awesome. Well, these are really awesome ideas, and I hope it sparked ideas from people. And again, it all depends on what you want to do. And we're just going to encourage you to cosplay, because that was so much fun last year and all the great pictures we got. And that, again, the little Wolverine kid that came by, that was just totally epic. That was awesome. And I think that if we have a big enough contingency of people hanging out in costumes, we can create a splash with that. That's just super duper fucking awesome. Last thing I want to talk about is, I didn't know this existed, but if you're going to see 2E2, there's a place called Cosplay Central. They got a lot of really cool things that are going on there. So they got workshops and panels. And Brooke, you just were on a panel, but I don't want to steal your thunder because it's on your cosplay buddies. Podcast you just did, so I was listening to that.
No, I wasn't on any cosplay panels. I did other panels this time.
Oh, you did? All right.
Yes, I did one about crafting and art and stuff, selling your fan art and all that.
Cosplay. Why would I just automatically assume that?
Because I do a whole lot of making of things. I make costumes and I make jewelry and all kinds of things. And you never know which one I'm talking about because sometimes I'm pretty vague about things. So right. It's totally fine.
Okay, cool. But anyway, they've got some workshops and panels, so that's really awesome. We'll get together and talk about panels. They got some professional cosplayers. Do you guys know these guys, Riddle and then
Kim? Yes. She's Riddle. Awesome. She was on, if anybody ever watched Heroes of Cosplay, she was on there. And now I've forgotten what her real name is because I've known her so long using that name. But she was at a con I went to, and she has this one outfit that is the Betty Page Rocketeer. If you've ever seen that in the comics, it's so awesome, and it's one of my favorites. And then she also has one of the Captain America dancing girls. So I had my picture taken with her the day she wore that. But I talked to her for a while. She's pretty nice, and she gave me some tips on things. Specifically, we were talking about the dancing girl outfit. Because me and Rebecca and Cindy all joked that we were all going to come dressed as the dancing girls.
Oh, that's cool.
That did not come around, unfortunately. Maybe next year we'll try it. Then I'll have a whole year to make one for each of us.
They also have this guy, Canvas Cosplay. Have you guys seen him?
No, I've just seen those pictures on here. Yeah,
yeah, it does look really, really awesome. So, that's just really badass. So those two people will be there. You can go get your pictures taken, get cosplay ideas. That's awesome. That's in Cosplay Central. They also have what they call triage. So you have a costume, and it breaks, or it rips, and then whatever happens, you can go. And go over there, and they will. They've got sewing machines to help repair stuff. They've got glue and all sorts of good stuff. So for if the unthinkable happens and something happens to your cosplay, you can go over to Cosplay Central, and they can help. With cosplay triage, they can help you out, right? They also have a wig care booth, right? So if somebody takes a picture and then muffs up your wig or whatever, you can go over there and they'll fix it for you, get some hairspray, pins, all that good stuff. So that's really, really awesome. They can also provide suggestions on specific wigs that you may want to get. So if you want to be David Hasselhoff, there's a specific wig that you're going to need to get. By the way, this year I looked, could I be the Hoff Nick Fury? Mm-hmm. Couldn't put it together, but that would have been badass. That's awesome. They actually have this. This is a great thing. Over at Cosplay Central, they have a changing area. So if you want to do multiple costumes, you can go ahead and do that. I know a lot of us are staying, like I'm at the Hyatt Regency next to McCormick. So if I want to change, I'm probably going to go to my room and change. Last year, Lynn and I went to the bathrooms downstairs to change, and that was a really bad idea. All works out, but I just really uncomfortable. It's stinky. People don't respect your privacy, all that other good stuff. But there's a changing area in Cosplay Central. So if you wanted to change your costume or you want to get out in the normal clothes for a while, which is really not a bad idea, by the way. We did that. Brooke, did you do that? Or you had multiple costumes last year, didn't you?
I stayed in the same thing all day.
Okay.
Last year.
We were going to meet Stan, and I didn't want to meet Stan in my Nick Fury costume. So,
See, I might
I'm
have...
really glad I got that picture because I Yeah, he's not going to be here, and I don't know if he's going to be here much longer. So,
yeah, I might even have multiple cosplays in a day, so definitely I might do that. But I also might just go back, depending on, you know, what's going on.
Right.
Sometimes you need to be away from all of that stuff.
For a little while.
A few minutes, yeah.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. They also have photo shoots, these big backdrops that you could go to. What were some of the ones they had last year, Eric?
The one that we did was a giant cardboard stand-up that looked like a vintage Mattel action figure from Star Wars.
Yep, I did that and one.
They had some pre-set up backdrops you could take photos with, like at the beach, in the woods, things like that. And they also had a green screen last year. Now, me and my wife did not take pictures at the green screen. Had I known it was there when we were there, I would have totally done it. Oops.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, I hope they have this, when we were at MegaCon last year, so we took Austin to MegaCon, they had, man, I hope this guy showed it up. They actually had a 3D booth where you would make your own action figure. So you would show up and they would scan you with a 3D. You get in a pose, they do a scan, and then later that day you'd come pick up your own action figure, which I thought, and it was pretty reasonably priced, all things considered, something like $50 to $100 for a Commander Shooty action figure. So I thought that was really, really cool. And I hope that they have those things. But yeah, that was really neat when they had the backdrops. Most of them were Star Wars, though, which is all right. That's cool. So that's a great thing. And that's about it. So the really important that you understand that if you're going to cosplay, that you have resources there to help you out. Ask Cosplay Central at C2E2. Last thing I want to talk about, and then we'll give you some final thoughts, and then that is, do either one of you want to talk about what you're going to do? You want it to be a surprise?
I don't think either one of us would be a surprise if anybody listens to CosBuddies that I posted last night.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I know what you're doing. Well, you sent me a picture, Eric, and I was like, I knew right away what it was, and that's badass. Mike. And he's my favorite version of that character, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, I'm really, I love like Spider-Man, I love Iron Man, Captain America, but my favorite characters are like a lot of secondary characters, like Booster Gold, Wonder Man, Thunderstrike, and US Agent, so I'm going as a movie version with the color scheme from the comic books of U.S. Agent.
So badass.
Yeah, I've got the shield. I'm working on the shield in the garage. I haven't started the helmet again yet, but I've done like 6 Captain America helmets, so another one's going to be fucking so fast.
He's also making me a shield for one of my costumes because I'm going to be one of the versions of Wonder Woman, but not like a regular Wonder Woman, like one of her undercover outfits. So,
yeah. So they're both, the shields are both like actually, you could probably paint them and they'd look great, but at this point there's no way to hold it because I haven't done the backside of them. So
it's okay. Cindy was going to carry mine anyway. I'm going to make her be Etta Candy if I can.
That's awesome. But yeah, see, I'm not letting some random person hold my shield.
No, she would probably be the only one. But I might worry though about it anyway. Even being, you know, my best friend holding it would still probably freak me out.
Yeah, oh, trust me, if she drops it, nothing's gonna happen. I'm just talking about someone screwing it up somehow, mm-hmm. or trying to run off with it, even though I just. You know, I'm going to be U.S. agent, so automatically I got super soldier power, right?
You have a whole army behind you, don't forget.
Oh, that's right. Dude, we'd take them out.
Brooke, how about you? Do you want to tell everybody what you're going to do?
Okay, so I'm going to do that Diana. Whenever they come out of, when they come back to London and they take her to get dressed, that's going to be super easy. I haven't done that yet, but I can probably do that.
Oh, her civilian costume?
Yeah, her civilian outfit with like the jacket, so cool. And the skirt. I have all of that worked up, ready to go, to have to cut out and everything. And then I'm going to try to be Hela, just without the headgear. is my other one, and I'm really nervous about it because I want to get it done, and it's just going to take a whole lot of time because I'm going to hand draw all of her green designs on her suit.
Wow. Cool.
With puff paint.
Well, there you go. And, well, you know, I'm kind of keeping what we're going to do under wraps, but I want to thank both of you for helping out. I think the idea that we have for Lynn is brilliant and epic, and I appreciate the help you guys are going to give me, which is awesome. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then Maribel and I talked Austin into his costume, which is also a budget costume, but mm-hmm. epic. I just totally think it's totally Austin. It's great. And of course, when I talked to him about it, he said, well, whatever. You know, basically, you know, typical Austin response to that. So that'll be really fun. I also want to warn anybody, if you don't have a costume idea, that Rebecca is recruiting as many people as she can to be Trekkies. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, if you want to join the Trekkie army that Rebecca is creating right now, you can do that too, which I think is hilarious. Hey, awesome. What are you going to be? Are you going to, here's the question. Here's how it is. Hey, Eric, are you going to be a Star Trek character for C2E2? No. Oh, okay. Hey, Brooke, are you going to... That's kind of how it's going right now. Will you join me in the Waffle House? it'll be great. I know what... we love Rebecca, and she's going to be great. And what she's doing, I know what she's doing. It's going to be awesome. So, should be a lot of fun. Final thoughts, folks, before we wrap this up?
Not really, other than if you are going to do something, find some people within the same genre that you can kind of mash up with or hang out with for pictures and stuff. And if you are not going to do anything, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric is trying to get me to bring one of my other costumes to have pictures with them so that we can all be in the same genre.
Oh, well, that's cool. That would have been awesome. That would have been awesome.
Oh, you had the Bucky costume you wore last year?
Yeah.
That was badass, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, well, I mean, I got to be honest. It took me, that's a great costume when you have to take a little while to go, what is, oh, I get it, right? So that was really cool. I appreciate that. And every time I look at it, I'm like, gosh, you're so talented. You guys are so talented and cool. I'm so glad we're friends. Listen, everybody, if you, huh?
I said, aw.
Okay, if you guys have any thoughts or anything around C2E2, cosplay ideas, questions, you want to gripe about, filling out spreadsheets, please email us at leftoverarmy@gmail.com. And once again, a little reminder, if you don't have a smartphone and you would like to have one for the event, let me know. Send me either a private message or email us at the Leftover Army, and we'll see about helping you out. With that, we're going to let you go. We'll be packing up the family truckster too and heading over to Chicago in just a little bit over 30 days, folks. Can't wait to see you. If you can't join us, you could still get a t-shirt and join in spirit. We'll be showing you all the groovy shit that's going down there in the Leftover Army. Until then, you guys be safe, and we'll be catching you on the flip side. Good night.
May the force be with you.
Oh, yeah, and stay the fuck out of my yard. Oh, that's wrong show.
Did I say trust me, huh? We went dancing.